Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today I want to talk about how you can control your temper, or how society would phrase it, not lose your temper, although I think actually both ways of phrasing it aren't actually accurate. If you've listened to any of my previous podcast episodes on anger, you'll know that I believe that emotions are never bad, they are never unhealthy, and there is no such thing as a negative emotion. All emotions serve a purpose, and the specific purpose for anger is to create energy so that you can set boundaries. So if you find yourself being angry all the time or losing your temper all the time, it's often because one, you don't give yourself permission to feel angry when you do, and therefore it builds up, and then one day it overflows and explodes, and it's usually at a time when you can't control it because you've tried to suppress so much of your anger. And the other reason is because you've not listened to your anger every time it's come up before, so not put the boundaries in place. And anger and resentment are the two emotions that are crucial to boundary setting. Anger is the only negative emotion that creates energy. You know when you're absolutely exhausted and then you suddenly feel angry and there's like this surge of energy within you? Well, that's because anger is there to create that energy so that you can stand up for yourself, so you can put your boundaries in place. The reason why I don't like the term losing your temper or controlling your temper is because it's simply not accurate. The word temper implies you're either born that way or you're not, and that's not true. We're trained to have a relationship with anger, and if you aren't given permission to feel your anger and you aren't taught how to process it, then you're going to bottle it up. So if we imagine a glass of water, my glass of water was filled to the brim as a child, which meant any drop of water that landed in that glass would spill over and there would be an explosion that my temper would come out. When actually it wasn't that, it was because I had a number of events that happened in my childhood that created a reason to be angry, but because I wasn't given permission to feel it or taught how to express it, I therefore bottled it in, which meant any small thing would tip me over the edge. This is why we shouldn't be using the term anger management. We should be learning how to process anger, not manage it. One of the great books that really changed my relationship with anger was The Dance of Anger, and a huge part of that book is giving your permission to feel angry, which a lot of women are not given that permission. The same way men are shamed for feeling sad, women are often shamed for feeling angry, and so a lot of us have a warped relationship with anger where we feel like we don't have a right to, no matter what the situation or the event that took place was. And it took me many years to change my relationship with anger, I would say about 5 years. And through that, it was actually letting myself feel that anger and expressing it, which included things like punching pillows and stomping my feet on the floor, which stereotypically are not things we allow adults to do. But that's actually the way to get anger out of your body. Anger, like any emotion, is a very physical thing. It sits somewhere in your physical body, and therefore you have to do something physical to get it out. This is why boxing classes are so great for your relationship with anger, but the only way you can process your anger is if you actually tap into it within a boxing class. If you just go to a boxing class and you don't tap into any of that anger or know where it is in your body, then you're not going to be able to process it. But if you know why you're angry, you can feel it in your body, you can locate it in the physical position where it is. Maybe it's sitting in your heart, maybe it's sitting in your stomach, and then punch, focusing on that feeling, you can actually relieve that feeling within your body. But because changing your relationship with anger takes a really long time, I thought I'd give you three quick tips that can help you right now in the moment when you catch yourself feeling angry and feeling like you can't choose your reaction. So these are things you can use in the moment to slow everything down so that you can actually choose how you want to respond or even just step away from the situation. The first thing is to step back physically. A lot of the time when you're getting into conflict, what you'll notice is you're actually physically stepping closer to the person. You'll become face to face, you'll get closer and closer to each other. And by doing that, not only does the other person feel more attacked, but you feel more attacked as well. If someone's up in your space and not respecting your personal boundaries when it comes to the distance around you, of course you're going to perceive it as an attack. You're going to perceive it as a threat. And so one thing you can do when you're in that moment is take a large step backwards. I know this sounds weird, but actually most people are not going to notice you've done that. All they're going to notice unconsciously is they feel a little bit better. But if you take a step backwards, they're not going to go, why did you suddenly take a step backwards? Because the likelihood is if you're in conflict, you're likely encroaching on each other's personal space already. So take a step back physically, and you'll also be able to take a step back mentally. In the same way that if you take a step back, you're able to see other people's perspectives. The second thing to do is to breathe. Breathe deeply, breathe slowly, breathe down to your stomach, and breathe out longer than you breathe in. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. So your breathing is very associated with your nervous systems. And you have two nervous systems, your parasympathetic nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system. And when your sympathetic nervous system is triggered, it creates a lot of stress hormones in your body, whether that be adrenaline or cortisol, and it basically tells your body, you are being attacked right now, let's put you in fight or flight. So when you're in that mode, you can't think logically, calmly, rationally. When you slow your breathing down, you allow your body to return to the resting state, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. And so because those two things are associated when you breathe, you're able to see a wider perspective. When you're in fight or flight, you are literally focused on the threat, the target, and you will perceive that person as a threat or target. When you are able to take a step back, relax, go into peripheral vision and slow your breathing down, you can see the other options that you have in front of you. The third thing is to actually slow your speech down. When we get heated and angry, you'll find that you talk faster and faster. I think I'm guilty of it anyway. I do talk quite quickly in general. But when you're talking quickly, you aren't thinking about every word that comes out of your mouth. And so one thing you need to do is slow your speech in order to reduce the intensity of the conversation. Even if you said word for word the same thing, but at a slower pace, again, that person is going to feel less attacked. So if you slow your own speech down, you can think about what you're saying more, you can choose your words more carefully, but also the other person will actually be able to take in your words. I'm going to butcher the statistic, but it's been shown that people only really take in the first 7 seconds of when you're talking. So if you go on a long paragraph about why they're in the wrong, they're only really listening to the first half. So keep your statements short, let them respond. And when they respond, actually listen to their response rather than preparing what you're going to say in return. In the same way you want them to actually listen to you, you need to also listen to them. And even if it means they say something and because you weren't preparing your response, you don't know what to say next, that's fine. Tell them that. Tell them, I'm just going to think about this for a second and choose my reply. It's better that than speaking quickly so that you get your point across and them speeding up as well, and then both of you aren't hearing each other. So those are three quick things you can use in the moment. But to change your relationship with anger, you need to start allowing yourself to have those feelings and validate them, that it's okay. You don't need to actually act on that anger some of the time. You just need to accept you are angry, and that's okay. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I'll speak to you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.